Today we celebrate the solemnity of Mary, the Mother of God. And this we recognize at the very, very early on in the church, there was this struggle about how do we speak about Jesus in his humanity and his divinity. And so they were saying, well, Mary's just the mother of the human nature. And then they said, no, because it's one person. Jesus is one person. Therefore, she is the mother of God. And while we may take this for granted, because every time we say, Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death, we take it for granted. But this was something people thought about. This is something that people had to suffer for because of their belief. That Mary is the Mother of God, the Mother of Jesus, who is the God of the universe. Because every Mary doctrine is always pointing back to Jesus. It's always saying something about Jesus. But it also tells us something about who Mary is, of course. And this is not only is she Mother of God, she is Mother of the whole body of Christ. And that's us. She's the mother of you and me. And because she is mother of the head, she is mother of the body. And so, my sisters and brothers, we look to Mary as mother. And especially as we enter in this new year, there are so many times that we struggle with the trials of our lives, the testings of our lives. And instead of looking to Almighty God and to Our Lady, we try to handle it on our own. And God says, but I've given you so many resources so you know that I care for you. Think about this. Remember the wedding at Cana? Where Mary goes and they run out of wine? Jesus is there with his disciples as well. And probably they were gate crashing. And so that's why they ran out of wine. Too many disciples, Jesus. You shouldn't have brought so many people. Anyway, so they ran out of wine. Now, this is the groom's day. The bride and the groom are there. We don't actually hear about the bride. We hear about the groom at the end of the story. But he's kind of in charge, and he's not seen anywhere in all the midst of the trials. He doesn't even know they've run out of wine. But Mary notices. Mary notices there's something wrong. Mary notices there's something that's going to cause the groom embarrassment. Mary notices what the problem is. And she knows what the solution is. She goes to Jesus. Mary brings that issue even before the groom knew about it, or even the head waiter, brings it to Jesus and says, Jesus, you got to work a miracle because they've run out of wine. Right? No. Jesus, you brought too many of your disciples with you and they're all drunk. You need to go out and go buy some more wine because it replaced what they got. Is that what Jesus says? No. What does Mary say? No. What does Mary say? She says, they have no wine. That's all she says to Jesus. They have no wine. She's the first one to recognize the problem. She brings the problem to Jesus. But she doesn't present a solution. She says, you know the best way, Jesus. They have no wine. And Jesus says, well, you know, If I do this miracle that you seem to be implying that I do, this means the beginning of my public ministry, which means I go on to my hour where I am going to die. And so this will also affect you and have your heart pierced. What to me is to thee. And she looks at him and says, she walks over to the waiters and says, just do whatever he tells you. Mom doesn't need to say anything else. Mom has said her piece. And what happens? He does his first miracle. And not only is there wine, there's a superabundance of wine. And not only is there a superabundance of wine, it is the best wine. Because when it's brought to the head waiter, he tastes it and says, whoa, calls over the groom and says, yo, you know, normally you give them the good stuff first, and then when they're a little bit tipsy and they can't tell the difference, you give the bad stuff later. Now you've waited for the best stuff to last. You did it all wrong. This was the best wine. You see, when we surrender into Mary's hands, when we give ourselves over to the Mother of God, when we bring this all to her, what happens? She notices what's going on in our lives. She brings the issue to Jesus. And he takes care of it. Now, it's not always as clean and nice as that. It doesn't mean that all our trials are going to go away. But we will have strength to get through them. We will find in the midst of an untenable situation a way through. We will find the path because Our Lady has that way of walking us by the hand through the trials and turmoils of our lives. Now, I mentioned that the groom didn't have a clue as to what was going on at his own wedding. But he did do something right. He did do something right. He invited Mary and Jesus to the wedding. Will we invite Mary and Jesus into our lives? In this year, as we begin this new year, let's make it our resolve that we turn to our God for all of our problems, that we turn to Our Lady Jesus can't say no to her. And we invite them into every area of our lives. I tell you, if we do, we will see how their hands will shape and form our destinies, how they will help us through even the toughest of struggles, how we will be able to find peace even in the midst of torment.